I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The government of Thailand set a deadline for protesters to leave their fortified camp in Bangkok. The deadline passed this afternoon, and the so-called red shirts are still there. But the government said it has received an offer of a truce from the protesters. At least 37 people have died in clashes between troops and the red shirts since Thursday. Many of the protesters are poor farmers from Thailand's rural northeast. They seem to live a world away from the skyscrapers of Bangkok. Simon Montlake takes a closer look.
There are two Thailands. One is Bangkok and the beach resorts popular with foreign tourists. The other is the countryside where most Thais live and work. The poorest region is Isan in the northeast. It's a flatland of rice and sugar fields. Farmers in Isan say they did much better under the former Prime Minister, billionaire businessman Thaksin Shinawat. He was ousted 4 years ago, but people here haven't forgotten him, and they want him back. At a radio station in Isan, the host takes a call. This is Red Shirt Radio, part of a protest movement that has gripped Bangkok, hundreds of miles away. The red shirts say the mainstream media are biased against them. Last month, the government cut off the red shirts' TV station signal, but the radio's still on. Utai is a retired schoolteacher turned red shirt activist.
The red shirts taught us about freedom. This includes freedom to access information. We need freedom. We don't want to live under dictatorship.
In the northeast city of Khon Kaen, an activist calls out the names of red shirts and hands them a red shirt identity card. Then they take a free bus to the capital to join the protests. Some stay a few days, then return home, and others take their place. Red shirt sympathizers who don't go to Bangkok can also protest at home in Isan. The protests here are an act of defiance, but also a celebration. David Streckfuss is an American academic who lives in Khon Kaen.
If you didn't know it was a protest, you might think it looks very much like a temple fair. You know, there's all kinds of things to sell, fried bugs to eat and music, red paraphernalia, things to buy. And on the stage, there's Lao-style singing, and it's very much like a northeastern community celebration.
Critics in Bangkok say this is a mob for rent. They call the protesters buffaloes, an insult in Thailand. The accusation is that former Prime Minister Thaksin is bankrolling the protests so that he can make a comeback. But the red shirts say they are fighting for their rights and for democracy. Tanet is a local mechanic. He says he has donated thousands of dollars to the red shirts. He supports Thaksin. But more important, he says, is having a leader who listens to the people and takes care of the poor. He says Thaksin is just a symbol. He's a person who can make our living standards better, in a concrete way. Many in the capital strongly oppose Thaksin, who was convicted in absentia of corruption. But in Isan, Thaksin is a hero. He spent money on the poor, presented himself as a man of the people, and got re-elected. Simple politics. But nobody did it like Thaksin, certainly not the military or the current Prime Minister, Abhisit Wejjachiwa, an Oxford graduate who lacks the common touch. Buapun Prompak Ping is a social scientist at Khon Kaen University. He says rural voters have woken up to their power at the ballot box.
I think their views about politics has changed. I think from Thaksin government, they experience how if you can influence the politician, the actual benefits will be more concrete than before.
As the military tries to put down the protests in Bangkok, unrest is spreading. Isan is already a hotbed of red shirt activism. And some believe it could be the next battleground in Thailand's political struggle, which shows no sign of ending. For The World, this is Simon Montlake in northeast Thailand.